welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer, once again, joined by Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. And we still have with us our guest, Dr. Bob Barry, Scientific Director of Konica Nutrients. And we're going to be continuing our talk about the CoQ10 and ubiquinol. And you know, before, at the end of the first hour, I told you we were going to discuss how CoQ10 ubiquinol is being used in children's diseases. And Dr. Barry, how was that leap made to think that CoQ10 would be effective in children's diseases?
Okay, well, a couple of different ways. Obviously, of course, you realize through our discussions, ubiquinol is coenzyme Q10. It's electron-rich CoQ10, the reduced form. And initially, a couple studies were done actually on healthy adults. To show that plasma levels went up significantly with the use of ubiquinol in direct contrast to coenzyme Q10. These are people that were in their late 40s to mid-50s or 60s. What subsequently after that, some cardiologists looked at class 4 congestive heart failure patients. These were patients who are fairly compromised. The prognosis for class 4 cardiovascular patients is relatively poor. They're on a very rigorous therapeutic regimen. What was nice about this study is that the cardiologists, these were their patients, and they were already on significant levels of coenzyme Q10, so they literally just swapped out the coenzyme Q10 for ubiquinol. And two things were observed and exhibited was they had relatively low plasma levels of CoQ10, even though they were taking high levels of coenzyme Q10 as a supplement. When that was switched to ubiquinol, within a 2 to 3 month period, those plasma levels doubled, tripled, quadrupled, depended on the individual. But more importantly, what was paralleled by that was a positive clinical outcome, significantly more so than with the coenzyme Q10. And what was pivotal in that was they looked at the ejection fraction. Ejection fraction is defined as the volume of blood that's pumped out with one beat of the heart. So it gives you an idea of the strength of the heart. Typically for a normal, healthy adult, that's 60 to 65%. In some of these patients, it was as low as 10 or 15%, so very compromised. Many of those were increased, even within the three-month period, but certainly within a six-month period with ubiquinol, many of them up to 30, 35, 40, 45%. And it was a very consistent study. A very dramatic study contrasting ubiquinol to ubiquinone, conventional coenzyme Q10, in a clinical trial. Subsequent to that, a number of studies were done with both Down syndrome kids and kids who have mitochondrial disease, which is mitochondrial dysfunction, as you can imagine, the powerhouse of the cell that generates all the energy for our body, fairly devastating diseases. And most of these kids are already being given coenzyme Q10. In fact, health insurance in the U.S. covers coenzyme Q10 for mitochondrial disease. And they switched them in. I believe most of them have switched to ubiquinol. What they found was a greater health benefit, and significantly they were able to cut down the dosaging using ubiquinol, as I think I mentioned earlier in the show, to one half or one third. In the case of the Down syndrome kids, another very devastating disease, there's no therapeutic that mitigates the disease at this time. But one of the hallmarks of Down syndrome is that these kids are in a very high oxidative state. And to date, there is very little, if anything, that was able to help mitigate that. to neutralize the oxidative state to bring them to a normal level, until a study that was published about 2 years ago that came out of Cincinnati Children's Hospital that looked at a number of Down syndrome kids, direct comparison to coenzyme Q10, which brought them up to normal levels, again, this is in terms of their oxidative state, up to 80% of them, that it was such a dramatic effect that NIH cut the study short and allowed them to go directly to phase two clinical trials with ubiquinol with Down syndrome. Now, what they're looking at there is efficacy. Initially, it was for safety and also to look at the oxidative state. What they're looking at now is whether or not there's a significant health benefit associated with that.
It's exciting work that they're doing with ubiquinol in children. And let me give you folks here and the listeners the phone number in the studio. It's 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. Okay. Also, did you explain that the significance of mitochondrial disease in children?
Well, mitochondrial disease can happen. It's characterized in children, I guess, mostly. And again, I'm not a physician. I'm a researcher. But it is significant in adults as well. It could be a very devastating disease, as you could imagine.
Yeah, there's a researcher in Canada, his name I'm blocking out, something like Tobolowsky or something like that. Jeff Bland had interviewed this month in his tapes. And they have shown that a combination in genuine mitochondrial disease, so no question genetic, that was improvement of a whole bunch of their oxidation parameters and a little bit in their physical performance with coenzyme Q together with creatine together with lipoic acid.
Sure, and that makes sense. Again, it's called mitochondrial disease for a reason, because it's a dysfunction, and again, as I mentioned before, that's responsible for cellular energy production for our whole body. So in some cases, and again, there's different forms of the disease, if there's a deficit in coenzyme Q10, and specifically ubiquinol in the electron transport chain and production of ATP, supplementation with coenzyme Q10 in some cases have been shown to give very dramatic results. And those are, you know, in all fairness, rare scenarios. One of those that was actually published at one time, some time ago, was done here in a medical center in New York City, where a patient who was wheelchair ridden for years was supplemented with coenzyme Q10, and it was sort of like one of those tabloid type things where, you know, within a few days she was up and walking and essentially normal. It just happened that the deficit she had was specifically you know, for coenzyme Q10 and ubiquinol in her system. So I don't want to give the idea that's a universal result at all, but that started a lot of the work that has been done with coenzyme Q10 in mitochondrial disease.
Okay. Dr. Podell, you mentioned earlier the study with CoQ10 and lipoic acid, and the other substance was creatine?
Creatine, yes.
Creatine, okay.
And they didn't test but would recommend adding an acetylcysteine to that cocktail for mitochondrial disease.
Okay. Okay. Don, why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about that exciting offer about the free ProBioBeads?
Yeah, you know, we seem to have no end of offers, but after all, this is our 100-year anniversary.
That's right.
So we mentioned this last week, and we have enough material to extend this offer one more week. And basically, here's the deal. You order anything from Wilner Chemist this coming week, one bottle, two bottles, 10 bottles of any product, any brand, we will include at no charge one box of Solgar's ProBio Beads. That's their probiotic culture in little soft gel type round beadlets, 2 billion active probiotic cultures per beadlet. No charge. You get it free. All you have to do is mention that you heard this offer on the radio show, okay? You can come into the store. You can order it by mail, over the phone, whatever. As long as you are ordering one other product, we will include a free box of Solgar's ProBio Beads, 2 billion cultures per soft gel.
Right. And this is one per customer.
One per customer, that's right. One per week.
That's right. Okay. Very good.
Okay. While supplies last.
While supplies last, and we don't know how long supplies are going to last, so get cracking.
Well, we should, you know, we estimate we have enough for one more week's worth of giveaways.
Okay, good. So everybody who's listening, if you order one item, 10 items, you'll get, and you mentioned you heard it here on the Wilner Window, we will send you a free box of Solgar's Probio Beads. Okay, we're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio is 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry, will all be back after these messages.
Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. It contains a clinically documented human origin probiotic strain, Lactobacillus planetarum 299V. So, well, this particular strain resists stomach acid and bile salts and has been shown to be very effective in colonization of human intestinal mucosa. In fact, it's the strain used in human clinical studies for intestinal health and function. Each capsule contains a minimum of 10 billion viable cells. So, well, do you have problems with irregularity, problems with bloating, gas, intestinal discomfort? Bingo! Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow is exactly what you need. A clinically documented probiotic for just those problems. Room temperature stable, vegetarian capsules. What are you waiting for? Ideal Bowel Support from Jarrow Formulas. Available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course.
Now, you don't find many companies that have been around for 100 years, do you? To remain in business that long must mean they're doing something right. Well, guess what? Wilner Chemists has been doing business in Manhattan since 1911. That means this is our 100th anniversary. And what's the reason for our success? Well, all I know is that we try to offer a pleasant shopping experience, a wide variety of nutritional supplements, and professional guidance on how to properly choose and use the products that are right for you. And we do all this while offering some of the best discount prices you'll find. And to celebrate our 100-year anniversary, we'll be giving away prizes, setting up special seminars and health fairs. In addition to our usual sales, we'll have additional special anniversary sale discount deals throughout the year. These anniversary deals will offer products at 50% off or better. Right now, we have a long list of products at from 50 to 75% off. Be sure to check our website, www.wilner.com. for both the regular winter sale discounts as well as the special anniversary sale discounts. And by the way, they're also available if you received our winter sales flyer. And if there was ever a time to be on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, this is it. You'll want to be kept informed on everything that we have going on this year. Just add your name and address. It's easy. You can do it on our website, wilner.com, by phone at 1-800-633-1106, or in person in the store.
Now, speaking of our website, if you haven't checked the website in a while, you really should. There's been a lot of improvements and changes. We've added, for example, a digital version of our printed catalog and sale flyer. So you can actually see the entire sale flyer, the entire catalog, right on our website. While you're there, of course, also, as we mentioned, you can enter the drawing for the free prizes as part of our 100-year anniversary celebration. And, of course, you can check out all of the informative articles, the reference materials, audio files of our previous radio shows, and more. You can look up product prices. You can even place your orders on the website as well. That's www.wilner.com while you're on the website. Do all that, okay? Even better, you can visit us live at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta. In Manhattan, where is our store? It's at 100 Park Avenue, 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. Our downtown store, 253 Broadway, right near the corner of Murray Street across from City Hall. In Atlanta, Georgia, we're conveniently located right in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road.
Wilner, chemist and nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to the phones in just a moment.
This is Don Goldberg, and I have a question for you. How is your energy level these days? Feeling tired and a little run down? If so, maybe you should try Solgar's ubiquinol, the pre-converted form of CoQ10. Ubiquinol is not a harsh stimulant like caffeine. It's an antioxidant that provides sustained natural energy. Your body makes ubiquinol, and it's present in every cell. It provides the spark for 95% of your cellular energy production. Without it, you don't run. The problem is that as we age, our body's ability to produce CoQ10 and then convert it to ubiquinol declines, which is why we slow down. To make matters worse, statin drugs, which millions take to lower cholesterol, also blocks your production of CoQ10. Taking Solgar's ubiquinol replenishes optimal levels of this important energy component for baby boomers and statin users, so you can feel young again.
Do you have mushroom wisdom? In Asia, medicinal mushrooms are relied upon for their unique ability to promote health and well-being. Now, Mushroom Wisdom brings the immunity-boosting benefits of maitake mushrooms to your everyday healthy lifestyle in maitake defraction supplements. Defraction is a proprietary compound largely responsible for maitake's immune support benefits. Mushroom Wisdom extracts defraction from the purest maitake mushrooms, grown in a pristine environment free of pesticides and fertilizers, and brings it to you in defraction tablets, capsules, and tincture. Mushroom Wisdom introduced maitake extract to America nearly 20 years ago. Its maitake defraction supplements are now relied upon by a large number of healthcare professionals and consumers for ultimate immune support, and defraction has been used in numerous cancer studies at leading university medical centers. Experience the immune-boosting properties of Mushroom Wisdom maitake defraction supplements.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest today is Dr. Bob Barry, and we've been discussing CoQ10 and ubiquinol and all sorts of goodies. 1-800-321-0710. That's our number in the studio. Give us a call. Okay, Diane, calling from New Jersey. You got a question for us?
Yes. I had a sister who started having seizures when she was like 17. She just kept having them year after year. She finally passed away when she was 29 years old. Then my niece started having seizures at the same age. My sister, who was not the one who was deceased, found a doctor who diagnosed her with mitochondrial myopathy, specifically MELOS. Is this what you're talking about when you talk about the mitochondrial diseases? And if this ubiquinol will help that?
Okay, we got an MD doctor, a PhD doctor.
MELOS is a mitochondrial disease, and it's generally thought to be genetic as opposed to acquired. And it does have neurological. It says mitochondrial encephalopathic, and the other initials. I think the studies, I don't think they've done enough good studies. There are a little bit of work that would suggest that coenzyme Q and maybe lipoic acid and so forth may help some of the biochemical parameters improve. I don't think anybody has really done a study showing whether or not clinical performance would actually improve, though. For instance, would they get less seizures? I don't think that study's been done.
Any reason why they wouldn't want to give it a try, Dr. Podell? Any downside?
Yeah, that's a real good reason. In fact, on this Jeff Bland tape, they asked that question. None of these substances are patentable. Therefore, the research money to do it has to come out of charity or government, but it doesn't pay for a drug company to do it because they can't keep the results private.
I think what Don was saying, on an individual basis, why wouldn't somebody want to do it?
Just the cost would be the only real reason.
Yeah. And I don't think the cost is prohibitive, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also, and there's a relative lack of evidence that anything dramatic happens, but it really hasn't been studied in any formal fashion.
But theoretically, one could say, gee, this might be something, since it's a relatively, non-toxic, not dangerous material, might be helpful. At least it would seem to be helpful on paper, okay, or theoretically. Why not give it a try?
Dr. Barry, what is your thought?
Basically, I mean, there are some basic studies that have been done on this, on bee loss. There's a number of books that have been written on it as well. Certainly, you should go with your healthcare provider's instructions as well. But my guess is that based on the safety record of coenzyme Q10, especially ubiquinol as well, as it may be worth trying. In fact, maybe that's an area that we should focus on for research as well.
Yeah. Good idea. Okay, Diane, you heard the discussion.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I know Columbia University is doing research. I participated in that. I don't have knee loss, but apparently I'm positive for it. Also, San Diego, I believe, is doing research. They're doing two types of research. One is to see if your diet could help, and I would guess ubiquinol or something like natural would help it, or then they're also looking into drugs. But I don't think ubiquinol could hurt to take it if you have mitochondria myopathy.
Yeah. Well, that's pretty much what we feel as well.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for the call, Diane. Next, we have Jack calling from Queens.
Hi.
Hi, Jack.
I wanted to thank Dr. Barry. I have his book, The Power of Ubiquinol, in front of me. It's a very useful book.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question. If I take a ubiquinol in combination with resveratrol and biocurcumin, how protective is it for the brain?
Well, there's a number of studies, just like has been discussed on the show here, of the use of coenzyme Q10 and now ubiquinol in terms of neurodegenerative disease, fatigue, aging, and also mental alertness. And it certainly makes sense along those lines. But when you say for the brain, is there something specific that you're looking for?
Just to keep it healthy in general.
Well, certainly it's a good idea. I mean, the ubiquinol levels in the brain actually show to be lower than other tissues in the body, but what we found is that that's because the metabolism is so high and it's turned over so often. So certainly not a bad idea.
And another question. It's an algae derivative, so I've been taking with astaxanthin. Is that a good combination?
Astaxanthin is a very, very good antioxidant. And any of these antioxidants we always feel are best combined, so that resveratrol is wonderful and astaxanthin is wonderful and everything, vitamin E and all of these things, vitamin C, they're all wonderful. Green tea, but to get the best effect, combine these things. Take products which have a bunch of things, including the ubiquinol and everything else. That's the right way to go, Jack. Okay, we need to pause for another break here. You're listening to the Wilner Window on WOR and WGKA down in Atlanta. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. We'll be back.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail-order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemist, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Now to Bill Powers for the traffic.
And if you're traveling in the five boroughs, Belt Parkway eastbound side of Pennsylvania Avenue, there is a crash. This report is sponsored by Sig Alert. It looks like the right lane is going to be blocked off on the belt, and things a bit on the slow side for you. BQE southbound side of Gowanus Expressway down to the Brooklyn Bridge. Little company for you there. Otherwise, through the five boroughs, not too bad. Still some delays on the ramps from the Deegan to the Cross Bronx, but earlier problems at the GW Bridge now long gone. GW Bridge, Lincoln Holland Tunnels, take your pick across the Hudson. Things seem to be in very good shape for you this afternoon. Traveling on the New Jersey Turnpike's Western Spur, northbound side at 16W, flipped over tractor trailer, takes out the right lane on the exit ramp. Overall delay is not too bad for you, but to be on the safe side, stick with the Eastern Spur. That will be the way to go. Rush hour is brutal. We can help. Log on to WOR710.com for real-time traffic jams, accident reports, and exact speeds along the way. That's WOR710.com. I'm Bill Powers. That's WOR Traffic.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who was expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has offices in both Summit and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone is 908-273-7770. That's 908-273-7770 or on the web at drpodell.org. drpodell.org.
We're back to Straight Talk with our special guest, Count Dracula. Count, what's up with your dislike of garlic? Don't you know it's vital to overall health?
Darling, I worry about the bad breath.
Not with Kyolic-aged garlic extract. It's tasteless and odorless. It enhances your immune system and improves circulation. It's great for your heart, too.
Kyolic helps my heart? How?
Recent UCLA medical research demonstrates that Kyolic supports healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels, while also slowing plaque formation in the arteries.
I am centuries old, but I could always use a few more wonderful years.
The secret's out to living longer and healthier. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back, Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry. And we're talking about CoQ10 and ubiquinol. And Dr. Barry is here courtesy of the Konica Nutrients, the makers of CoQ10 and ubiquinol. most of the CoQ10 and ubiquinol sold in the world, as a matter of fact. All of the ubiquinol sold in the world.
Actually, the only manufacturer here in the United States.
That's right. The CoQ10 is made down in, what's the name of that town?
Houston, Texas. Why don't we just say Houston? It's just south of Houston.
Yeah, just south of Houston. Okay. Hilda from Basking Ridge, New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Yes. Hi. Thank you. Do I understand this correctly? I now take CoQ10. If I take ubiquinol, can I then take a lesser potency?
Okay.
And also, do I take this at the same time that I take my red yeast rice?
Okay. Two questions. Hilda's asking if she's taking CoQ10 and she switches to ubiquinol, could she take less ubiquinol?
Okay. Typically, what you would do is just switch to the same dose, and it depends on the level of CoQ10 that you're taking. A typical dose of ubiquinol would be about 100 milligrams a day.
I'm taking now for CoQ10.
You're taking 100 of CoQ10?
Yes.
Okay. So taking 100 of ubiquinol would be a good benefit for Hilda.
Okay. And they take it at the same time at the red yeast rice.
Okay. Is it a good thing to take the CoQ10 when you take the red yeast rice or a statin, as a matter of fact?
Well, I think it's good to take it. Whether it has to be at the same time or not, I don't think there's any reason to think it has to be at the same time.
Okay.
But you might as well.
Yeah. You could take it, Hilda. You could take it with the red yeast rice.
Yeah, the other thing we should mention is that most of the labs can now measure the coenzyme Q level in the blood. And their normal ranges probably aren't what I would buy. That is, they, you know, most everybody I see is in the low normal range, and they could probably stand being higher. But your doctor, if you ask him, do a fasting blood and have him measure the coenzyme Q. And you could measure it on coenzyme Q. You could measure it later with ubiquinol and see.
Sure. That's the best way to measure.
Okay. Then I have another quick question about expiration dates on your supplements.
Sure.
I have to pay you a compliment. I called your store a couple of weeks ago, and a guy named Imdi talked to me, and he was wonderful. Very, very patient.
And you're not one of his relatives, right? No, okay.
No.
Okay.
But I just wanted to tell you that because it was very good.
Thank you.
Then my daughter, who lives in the city and works in the city, picked me up some supplements, and I've been getting supplements from you for many years, and one of the calcium, your bone complex, had an expiration date, March 11. And I won't even get to that until then because I just opened another bottle.
Mm-hmm.
And the other two, see, when you have it on sale, and you have such good sales on now, I always stock up. So my question is, I'm not very comfortable with this March 11 expiration date because I won't be taking it until then.
Okay.
Well, the question is about the expiration date. You know, is it... Can I still take that after it's expired?
Okay, right. Don's going to answer that for you.
Okay.
Yeah. To answer your question, it sort of depends on the product. If you were talking about a vitamin supplement or a B complex supplement, something like that, the expiration date was coming up soon, and you didn't think that you were going to get to it that quickly, you might want to reconsider holding on to that product. When you're talking about a mineral supplement like a calcium formula or a bone complex formula, the expiration date on a product like that is not that meaningful. The minerals do not deteriorate to any major extent. The expiration date that's put on there is sort of a formality, to be honest with you, because it can really have a much longer date. So if you're talking about a calcium supplement, a calcium magnesium supplement, a bone formula, you probably needn't worry about it. Now, if it had some vitamin D in there, you could perhaps say, well, maybe the vitamin D might start to go below the label claim. That's a good, that would be a valid point. But if it's mostly minerals, you don't have to worry about it.
so it does have vitamin D in it and K and all that stuff. And okay, see, if I lived in the city, I would just return. I'm sure I could return it, but I'm out in New Jersey, and it's kind of not so easy to get. No, it's not worth going into.
Right, well, call up the store and explain your concern. And who did you talk to before?
Indy helped her.
Oh, Indy. Okay, yeah. I'm sure Indy will help you out, okay?
Okay. If I get something by mail now or UPS now and they leave it outside and it freezes, how does that affect these supplements?
Well, actually, that's fine. The colder it is, the less you have to worry about. If it was in the middle of the summertime where it might be sitting outside in an 80, 90 degree day or something, or even worse, then you might have reason for concern. But in the cold, you're okay.
It's like freezes and for instance, I want to get some fish oil and stuff like that. Is
the only
that okay?
Day, Hilda, I would suggest that you try where freezing is not a bad thing for many things. However, some things it's not a good idea. Okay, it's not universal. Okay, some probiotics aren't meant to be frozen. You know, they're meant to be kept refrigerated, but not frozen. So it's not universal. So I would suggest that you try and minimize the time that it's sitting outside in the freezing, freezing cold.
Okay, I was just wondering about that. Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, thanks for the call, Hilda. Okay, let's talk to George from Hazleton, Pennsylvania. Hi, George.
Hiya. That lady that said that her sister got seizures.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I had a dog, right? And he had a heart problem. So I said, I'm going to start giving this dog coenzyme Q10. This was about 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So the vet had told us, he said, you better start preparing. He had told us, he said, because the dog's not going to last. And here it was a year, and he couldn't understand. We didn't tell him that we were giving him the coenzyme Q10. And then the dog also had seizures, and he would get a seizure for close to 14 years, every month, right to the day. So when I start giving him the coenzyme Q10, 1 month passed, no seizure. 2 months passed, no seizure. It stopped the dog's seizures.
How about that, see?
Right on the spot. Yeah. Right, I couldn't believe it, you know. And the femur barbitol wasn't working that he was giving us for the dog, you know. And the coenzyme Q10 stopped the dog's seizures. Because you were saying that they should do more research on it, you know. And I think they should, you know.
Okay, well don't stop giving it to him.
Well, no, the dog died eventually. This was 10 years ago, and the dog was like 13 years old when I started giving it to him. And he was getting all them seizures for 13 years, and I didn't know. If I would have gained the coenzyme Q10 earlier, it would have stopped the poor thing's seizures.
Maybe he would have had a little better life.
Yeah, so I just wanted to pass that on to you, you know.
Thanks so much for sharing, George. Okay, who's next? Phil from Boyertown, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Wilner Window.
Oh, thank you, sir. Great show. My question is this. I'm 80 years old, never felt better in my life, and had more energy, and I just want to review the amount of what I take. In the morning, I take, with my breakfast, 200 milligrams of ubiquinol, and then along with vitamins, and then in the evening, with my statin, I take 400 milligrams of CQ10. How does that sound to you?
Okay, well, that's interesting. So you take ubiquinol in the morning, and then you take extra ubiquinone, CoQ10, at night.
Just CoQ10 at night.
Okay, along with the statin. Okay.
Yeah.
Considering the clinical profile and your health profile that you started off the call with, it sounds like it's working.
Yeah, little be it for us to say there's something wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I just wondered, would more be better, or that's... In other words, 200 of the ubiquinol, is that just the normal average?
Yeah, that's a typical dose is 1 to 200 milligrams a day. What was shown with the research is that if you've never taken CoQ10 at all, if you start with ubiquinol at 2 to 300 milligrams a day for the first 2 or 3 weeks, then your plasma levels plateau out and you can go down to about 100 to 200 milligrams.
All right.
But again, the same thing as what Dr. Podell had mentioned to a previous caller is that if you intend to modify that or change it, the best way to tell whether or not there's any variation is to have your CoQ10 plasma levels checked.
Okay. Well,
Phil, you heard us read the sale that we have in place now on CoQ10 and ubiquinol at the amounts that you're taking, both the CoQ10 and the ubiquinol. You really do want to take advantage of that of that big discount we're running right now. All of those Solgar CoQ10 products at 75% off list, and the ubiquinol from Jarrow 200 milligram potency on sale at 35% off list.
Yeah,
you're the kind of person who'd want to take advantage of that. Stock up while you can.
Okay. Well, I have to say, though, at 80, I still lust after women. I'm sorry. You'll have to forgive me for that.
Well, that's okay, too.
Why should we have to forgive you?
Okay, Phil.
Now, you're still open for orders now, right?
No, not today. It's Monday.
Monday. I'll be there then. Thank you very much.
Okay, Phil. Thanks so much for that call.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, I forgot. I think I forgot to read that when we came back.
Yeah, I was going to ask you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what Don was talking about is we have a sale. It's CoQ10 from Solgar, 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200, and 400 milligram. They packed two together, and that's half price. And that comes out to 75% off-list price from Solgar on 100, 120, 200, and 400 milligram CoQ10s. And Jarrow is offering the ubiquinol, 100 and 200 milligrams, at 35% off-list. Okay, this is a good time to do it. And it's also a good time to pause for a break. And our phone number in the studio.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry, will all be back shortly.
Lately, there's been a buzz about probiotics, but some of us are still left wondering what they are and why they're so important. The term probiotic refers to dietary supplements or foods that contain beneficial or good bacteria, comparable to those normally found in your body. These good bacteria are depleted by the stresses of everyday modern life. Probiotics help to keep your digestion healthy and boost your overall immune health. In order to maintain the correct ratio of good to bad bacteria, it's necessary for us to supplement our diets with a high-quality probiotic. Dr. O'Hara's award-winning Probiotics 12 Plus is a pioneer of probiotic supplementation. Each capsule contains superior natural ingredients, and no refrigeration is required, making it perfect for traveling.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Looking for a multivitamin that has everything? One that you can rely on as the cornerstone of your nutritional supplement program? Well, Wilner Chemist has the answer. Wilvite. Wilvite is a complete multivitamin multimineral tablet that has it all. Vitamins, trace minerals, antioxidants, and a full 1,000 milligram of calcium along with 500 milligrams of magnesium per four tablets. Everything you need in the proper balance. Don't shortchange yourself by taking a drugstore one-a-day multi. Remember, the minerals calcium and magnesium are just as important as the vitamins. What is important is that you take your minerals in the right ratio. With Wilvite, you don't have to worry. Everything you need is in one easy-to-take, properly balanced formula. Wilvite is available from Wilner Chemists. Stop by either of the two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan or the new Atlanta store. Log on to Wilner.com or call 1-800-633-1106 and ask for the big free catalog. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Blue Bonnet Nutrition, with its finger on the pulse of nutritional science, has introduced one of the most revolutionary cardio support formulas on the market, Natural Omega-3 Heart Formula. This fish oil formula from Blue Bonnet supplies the highest amounts of important omega-3s, EPA and DHA, in the right balanced ratio scientifically relevant for maintaining optimal heart health. In addition, this more bioavailable and stable triglyceride form of fish oil is derived from deep deep-sea, cold-water fish that has been molecularly distilled and third-party tested for heavy metals, PCBs, and other contaminants. This purification process also removes the unpleasant fishy taste typically associated with marine fish oils. So, although Blue Bonnet will never claim to mend a broken heart, if you choose natural omega-3 heart formula, you will never skip a beat. Blue Bonnet's natural omega-3 heart formula, available at Wilner Chemists. You'll love it.
Outside my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Bob Barry of Konica Nutrients. And before we get back to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth, and the full New Chapter line is now on sale at 25% off list price. Okay, Mary from New Orleans, Louisiana, you're live on the Wilner Window.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure, Mary.
I have a couple of questions. Dealing with CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
It seems, and I've been taking it for quite a while for heart, gums. It does so much as a, it's an amino acid, isn't it?
No, not really, but it still does well.
Well, it still does well, but anyway. And so when I take over 60 milligrams, it seems like I get a little bit hyper. Could that be possible, or is that just because I usually take 60 milligrams in the morning with my other vitamins? But when I've gone up to say 120 or 90, let's just say 90, I've had a tendency that I feel a bit more hyper. Is that feasible?
I would just go back to the 60. It's feasible.
Now, I'm also got a surprise after Katrina. That wasn't enough. I became a juvenile diabetic just out of the blue and always took impeccable care of myself, yoga, exercise, all that. But anyway, so I'm a juvenile diabetic, and is that even more important for me to take as far as the CoQ10, and that 60 would be a correct amount?
Well, it hasn't been well studied, but I would definitely take it. I'd probably recommend taking more, and what I'd recommend is having your doctor measure your coenzyme Q level and then try to get it up, and here we have disagreement. I'd say at least to 1.0. I know the congestive heart failure studies are get people up to 2.5 and higher.
Right, yeah. There's actually, some of them are up over 5.
Yeah, but most people that I see are 0.5, 0.6, 0.7. So if you can double that, that's a head start.
Right. The normal plasma level in a healthy adult is actually 0.6, 0.8 to around 1.2, the 1.4. So anything over that is higher. May also, if you are going to measure your plasma levels or have them measured, may want to try ubiquinol as well.
Okay.
The other Mary, the other suggestion I would have, if you feel that taking more than 60 milligrams of the CoQ10 gives you a little bit too much energy at breakfast, you could try taking another dose at lunchtime. And, you know, by dividing the dose that way, you might be able to get a good deal more into your body over the day without noticing that little, you know, which for many people would be a good thing, for you perhaps not, but dividing the dose might let you increase the dosage.
Okay. And then as far as, so take it twice a day, perhaps. Take the 60 in the morning and a 60 with lunch.
Yeah.
That's what I'm suggesting, yeah.
Good
All
idea.
Right. Now, when you take, like, I'm a fanatic also on blueberries, and when you take a nice, not quite a full ham, because all hams are different sizes, but when I eat a nice amount of blueberries with my breakfast, you are getting CoQ10 through the blueberries, but is it a minimal amount, or is it a considerable.
It's a very minor amount, and if you have some diabetic tendencies or juvenile diabetes, you know, blueberries are wonderful, wonderful fruits, but they're also very rich in carbohydrates. So you may want to limit some of the amount of blueberries that that you take in either your small or big hand.
Yes, because I'm a fanatic. I don't eat sugar.
No, but there's sugar in the blueberries, even though it's fructose, not glucose.
That's why a lot of people are turning to products like our Phytotech Antiox Phytocomplex, which is a liquid concentrate where it takes berries of various types, grapes, seed, grape skin, acai, and what's the other ones, Arnie?
Mangosteen.
Yeah, all of those, all the darkly colored fruits and vegetables are rich in these phytoantioxidants. So if you have to watch the carbohydrate level, like Arnie is pointing out, you can turn to one of the berry and fruit concentrates as an alternative, which will give you the same antioxidants, but will not give you as much of the carbohydrate.
That goes as well with pineapples, fresh pineapples, the same thing would apply.
Yeah, a little bit is okay, but once you start, you know, chunks and chunks of pineapple, somebody with little sugar diabetes problems, not a good idea. Okay, Mary, thanks so much for that call. We got to get to a few other people. Seymour from Brooklyn, you're live on the Wilner Window. Hi, Seymour. Okay, is Seymour there? Nope, Seymour's not there. How about Greta from New Jersey?
I'm here.
Hi, Greta.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is actually twofold. My daughter is an epileptic since she was 3 years old. She's 46 now. She's actually on Lamictal, which is a very potent drug. She's been having a lot of problems with her bone marrow producing iron for her red cells. And I'm just wondering if this ubiquinol would be a good thing for her to be taking.
For seizures, Dr. Podell, is there any reason?
I don't see any reason why not, although Lamictal is a kind of a tricky drug. And while I don't know of any interactions, say, between Coenzyme Q and ubiquinol, these things don't get studied systematically.
Yeah.
So that if you were to take it, you have to inform the doctor. And if anything adverse were to happen, and this would go for any nutrient or any medicine, then inform the doctor immediately.
Yeah. Okay. Just check with the doctor, Greta.
I know. And just for myself, I'm not getting over, but I have lead and mercury poisoning for the last 4.5 years. And I've been on all kinds of different vitamins. But I have a lot of fatigue. And I'm just wondering if this ubiquitol. Ubiquinol?
Oh, fatigue could be, you know, you're talking about anything. You could be ubiquinol. Don sent me an article that appeared in the Wall Street Journal about sluggish, confused, your vitamin B12 may be low, you know. So it could be anything. Fatigue could be anything, you know. You just, if you're looking to treat it yourself without going to the doctor, then definitely you want to use ubiquinol. You definitely want to take a B-complex product, at least, which has a good amount of vitamin B12 in it. There's some nice herbs that you can use. You have Siberian ginseng is good. You have ashwagandha is an excellent herb. So there's all sorts of good things that you can use if you want to do it on your own. Thanks for that call. Okay, and now we're going to let you hear a little message from New Chapter.
What is inflammation? Many people think that only joints are affected by inflammation. The truth is, the body's natural inflammatory response affects everyone and every major organ system, from bone health to heart health and beyond. Whole body health calls for a healthy, whole body inflammation response, which is why New Chapter is proud to offer America's number one selling herbal for a healthy inflammation response, Zyflamen.
Zyflamin is a whole new natural way to manage inflammation and a true scientific breakthrough. Zyflamin has been extensively researched and tested for a variety of health concerns by some of the most respected medical institutions in the world, with impressive results. Discover the power of Zyflamin for yourself. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All righty, it's time for us to wind things down for this week. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by New Chapter, a company that trusts the wisdom of nature with supplements formulated with the benefit of whole food concentrates. New Chapter, the whole truth, and the full New Chapter line is now on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemist. Dr. Barry, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thanks again for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We always enjoy having you as our guest.
Thanks again.
Okay. The Wilner Window is on every Sunday at 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock here on WOR New York, WGKA down in Atlanta. Stay tuned for the Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini immediately following us at 4 o'clock. We'll see you again next Sunday at 2 o'clock.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you've enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country.